Revolution today.
Welcome to America Tonight. Hey, everybody, this is Kate Delaney, coast to coast, and all the nooks and crannies in between that I'm so, so fond of. We still live in the greatest country in the face of the earth. Remind yourself that every single day when you see that it's crumbling. Oh, that is the water cooler buzz. Everybody's talking about politics because they're unhappy with what's coming out of Washington. And most of that is the squeezing out of the middle class. What's going to ultimately happen with the deficit? Here we hear the president is pushing the jobs bill, and that's not going to pass. We know that. And at the same time, we have the back and forth with the Republicans and the Democrats. And 2012 is definitely very near on the horizon. And the thing that we have to be the most concerned about is the economy, but it's not just our own economy, because certainly we've been taking that apart inch by inch while we print all this money and don't trace it. It's monopoly money. There's no accounting for it. Okay, so let's do some quantitative easing and print more money. And let's print some more money. And then you watch and you see what's going on with Greece. And this is scary. And if you say, oh, who cares, Greece? I'd love to go there. And I'd love to dance around and slap those plates down and see some of the beautiful areas in Crete and whatnot. But you have to be concerned. You have to be concerned about the crumbling of their own monetary system and whether or not they're going to get the big bailout. They're trying to convince the European Union that that's exactly what needs to happen, and they can hold up their end of the bargain. The man in charge, George Papandreou, is assuring that.
Greece does have great potential. We are not a poor country. We were a mismanaged country. This is not an investment in past failures. This is an investment in future successes, our common success.
Yeah, and like I said, their success, we are concerned about that, because if countries were to have to go back to their own currencies, it would ultimately mean another slap to the United States and a more dismantling of our own economic welfare. So that's why you have to be worried about it. All right, speaking of being worried, you know, I have this thing with sharks, and probably because I should have never watched Shark Week, they do such a great job on the Discovery Channel, and they always air it at the high point of shark season in the summer. But lately, is it just me, or are we hearing more about these crazy sharks coming closer to shore and strange things happening in a very little amount of water in some cases, whether it's off the shores of North Carolina or further down south in Florida? There has been some of that throughout the summer, and now as September comes to an end, take a listen to this 911 call.
He is crazy. He's awake and crazy. Got his leg up and wrapped the rope around on the top of his thigh. Hello?
I'm here.
Okay.
Is there any serious bleeding?
Yes, but he is severely bleeding.
Yeah, and of course, with the shark attack, what happened was, and I mentioned North Carolina, one of the things that happened was a young girl was in a very, very, very shallow amount of water, and unfortunately, a shark got a hold of her, and that's what the mother was calling in talking about, the attack there. And that happens, and along with that, there were some other things that happened, including two people that were mauled in attacks off of a Russian coast, Russia's east coast. And so they actually banned swimming in the Sea of Japan because of, in a certain area, because a couple of beaches, because of two shark attacks that left some people hospitalized. And a 25-year-old in one of the attacks ended up losing a leg. And even after that happened, there were people that were still swimming, which is always the argument of whether to close a beach or not, even if there's been something horrible that's happened. And in this case, they decided to leave the beach open. And unfortunately, there was another attack, and this time it was a 16-year-old boy. Terrible, severe wounds to the legs, and the boy had to be hospitalized. But the diving suit he had on prevented the shark from taking his legs. So really, mid-August to September, we've had some creepy, creepy attacks. And whether it's a bull shark, and it's in North Carolina, or it's a great white attack, which is in Russia, they say that in the Sea of Japan area that I'm talking about, that you were talking about great whites, and that witnesses say the shark that they think attacked twice was 13 feet long with very, very large fins. And they've spotted those sharks, great whites, in that area before. I'll tell you, I think it's scary stuff. And you think, well, you're in their territory. If they're coming in closer, if you're on one of those boards and you're paddling around, they say you look like a seal. And to me, what's interesting is they have these surfing competitions in Florida off of the eastern coast. Actually, on both coasts they do them. But in Cocoa Beach, they're famous for that because they have great waves. And so many of the kids are just desensitized, I guess, to sharks that they'll get nipped on the heel or whatever it is, come in with their board, get patched up, and go back out again. I don't know about all of you, and I don't care how big the shark is. Bull shark, white shark, great white shark, baby shark, whatever kind of shark. Some shark gets me on the heel. I just don't know that I am going to get back. In fact, I do know. I'm not going to paddle out back on that board again and jump back up and ride a couple more waves. I think I'm done for the day. I might be done for the rest of the season if that were to happen. Because imagine that tug and how scary that would be. Just boom, the tug on the back of the heel. And that's what's happened in some of those competitions. Like I say, they see the sharks, and somebody, they say that they're in the area, and unfortunately a shark will nip a couple of them and get the thigh, sometimes the thigh even, but really get the ankle or whatever, and they, if it's not that bad, they go back out again. Boy, that is just, to me, just absolutely crazy. And very scary when you hear that 911 call, because you could tell the mother was concerned, obviously, thinking that her child wasn't even breathing. It had to be just an awful shock kind of situation. So, and really, as the Discovery Channel pointed out this time around this past summer, in some cases they're investigating what's causing sharks in some of these areas to come further in. And are they looking for food for some reason? Were they baited in that direction? What was it that sent them to some of these beach areas? Stay with us. We're kicking a can down the road here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at BestBloodSupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to BestBloodSupport.com. That's BestBloodSupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Kate Delaney, of course, coast to coast and all those nooks and crannies in between. Just finished a great book called Responsible, and the author of that book is Pastor Matt Hagee, and just such a great read. You know, with all the time crunches we're all in, it's very hard to sit down and within the course of 2 days finish a book. So to me, in my world, that means this was really good stuff. And as all of you know, I don't push things that I don't like. And there's a number of reasons why this book is a good read. And we've talked about religion and the beating that religion is taking these days due to many of the things that are happening in the world today. So without further ado, Pastor Hagee joins us. Thanks so much for coming on. We appreciate you joining us on America Tonight.
And Kate, always a pleasure to be with you. Thank you so much.
As I said, I really did enjoy reading the book, and you tackled all kinds of things. And what I liked about the book right from the get-go, one of the things that you mentioned at the top is what people worry about, you know, the everyday things. What do you do about the mortgage? What do you do about retirement? What about kids in college? All the things that are weighing on people's shoulders today. Not like they didn't 3 decades ago, but life seems a little bit different from the 70s to where we are now in 2011. And I think that's part of the reason why I said religion is taking a beating, because you got to reach people who are very disillusioned. Do you find that's one of the main things that you find yourself doing, Pastor, trying to really reach out to those people who feel downtrodden and out of it?
Well, absolutely. As a pastor, I'm always reaching out and doing so in an effort to give people the opportunity to continue to believe. And that basis of belief is really the key ingredient to making a difference at any level. In regards to having a better business, the first thing you need to do is believe that you can. If you want to have a better relationship with your spouse, you have to believe that your marriage can improve. If you want to see a change for good in the world, and I don't know anybody who doesn't, at least anyone in their right mind. You have to believe that the world is someplace that you can impact and make a difference. And so one of the reasons why I hear the term that religion is taking a beating is because, one, we as religious leaders have forgotten how to inspire people to continue to believe, and two, we have failed to demonstrate daily relevance in the busy and fast-paced world that we're living in. As you mentioned, people worried about mortgage and worried about college tuition and 401ks that are not even, you know, available as they thought they would be, and all of the myriad of issues that life throws at you these days. And then three, I think that we have, in some regards, not been as sincere as we need to be about what it means to be a human being and a man and someone who is in desperate need of a merciful God.
Yeah. Well, you know, talking about reaching adults, what about the younger set? What about the youth? Because today you see this, they walk around a lot of kids, even in high schools and whatnot, with their heads down because they're texting all day long. So how do you get children, whether it's preteens, teenagers, and in their early 20s, involved in embracing religion and embracing God?
Well, I think that it requires a great deal of effort, not only on behalf of the church, but at home. We often here at our church have parents who come and they say, I'm looking for a program that, and what they're really going on to explain is that they're wanting to outsource the responsibility of parenting because they're too busy. And one of the reasons why kids are so disconnected in their own technologically fast-paced world is because the original social network that meets around the dinner table has broken down. Dad comes home at 8 p.m. after the kids have already done their homework and are getting ready for bed. The kids eat in front of the TV, and mom drinks a shake because she's working out and doesn't want the extra calories. And, you know, I mean, all of those things are fine, but the byproduct of them is that you have failed to have one of the most important moments of your day, and that is a moment of connection with every member of your household and your family. And so as a church, we encourage families, spend time together, sit down and stare at each other, turn off the television and ask simple questions like, how was your day? And just see what kind of a conversation unfolds. And as you talk about reaching teens, the best way to reach a teenager is get them while they're young, so that whenever they get to be teenagers and suddenly get the opportunity to know everything, they remember who you were way back when.
I like that. Get the opportunity to know everything. You remember when you were a teenager. I remember
absolutely.
When I was a teenager.
I was brilliant at 18, and I'm absolutely, you know, having to reinvent myself now that I'm past that age.
I understand. One of the things you say in your book is you say there isn't an area of life that doesn't require a response. We're required to respond. We must respond politically. We can't afford to continue abusing the future generations of this nation for what seems to be popular and convenient today. What did you mean by that?
Pretty much exactly what it stated. You know, we as a nation, and it really doesn't matter your age, we as a people in America have got to really face tough issues. One, you cannot change what you will not confront. And I believe, and then you can even notice this in the current political debates and campaigns that are taking place, there are certain candidates who feel like there are certain issues that you can't talk about. Well, we need to talk about it. And in doing so, we have to come to terms with who is going to sacrifice, because we cannot continue to exist as we do. We cannot continue to vote for a lifestyle that we cannot afford. There are several reasons why. One reason in particular is that we, at this point in this country, have more consumers than we do producers. It is a very simple fact that there were a lot more Americans born during the baby boom than there were during the baby bust. And in light of that issue, we have more people needing the assistance than are producing the assistance. So how do we address that? Do we continue to print money that makes us feel like we can keep going as we are? Or do we say, you know what, it was a great idea if all of the things we assumed would happen did, but it didn't play out that way, and we've got to make a change. If we don't come to terms with those tough issues, we're going to derail the train of this freedom-loving nation pretty quickly, and it needs to be something that we have the courage to address. We cannot afford to ignore it. Otherwise, our children and our grandchildren will not enjoy the quality of life we currently do.
Oh, I so agree with that. Speaking of the candidates in 2012, is there anybody that stands out to you yet at this point? Is there anybody that you like so far? Is it too early to call?
You know, I kind of like looking at it in terms of that Secretariat is currently a movie I'm totally loving. My kids enjoy it. Everybody gets real happy when we hear "Oh, Happy Day" at the end. And just like that particular legendary horse, every time he broke from the gate, he always fell to the rear, and yet he obviously won more races than he lost. The reality of our current political race is they've just broke out of the gate, and calling it right now would be a waste of time. I mean, I like a candidate by the minute, by the moment, by the speech, by the soundbite, by the tweet. You know, I mean, I'm following a ton of them on Twitter right now just to see what their new bumper stickers are going to say next week. So I have to be careful before I commit to a bumper sticker.
Boy, no kidding. We just have a few moments left, but quickly, Palestinian statehood. How do you feel about that and our role with Israel?
You know, America is a democracy. Israel is a democracy. We have a great deal of common ground with that very brave nation in a very hostile area of the world. I believe that as allies with Israel, we owe them the support that they deserve. The UN this last week heard quite a bit of conversation about the desire for the Palestinian people to become a recognized state at the UN. The United Nations in and of itself has a very rigid procedure that you must go through before you can be recognized as a state. The Palestinian people have not yet accomplished those things, yet they are prematurely talking about it and doing so without the United States stepping up to say this is not the proper time for this conversation. And I believe that here in the West, as a democracy, we owe that to a democracy in the East. And if the Palestinian people wish to become a state and a nation, then they need to do that in the proper form, not as a matter of political opportunity or convenience.
Yeah, and we'll see how that all plays out, of course. Pastor, thanks so much for, you know how that is. Thank you so much for joining us. Again, the book is called Responsible. Pastor Matt Hagee, we'd love to have you back on the show. Will you join us again sometime?
You know I will. I look forward to it, and thank you so much for the opportunity.
All right, thanks, Pastor.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Attention military, law enforcement, recreational shooters, airsoft and paintballers. OpsGear is celebrating its 10th anniversary, and you can save 15% on your order right now. OpsGear is your source for head-to-toe tactical gear for duty, range, field, guns, recreation, and more. Check out clothing, knives, targets, optics and gun accessories, molly gear, vests, bags and packs, multicam, holsters, boots, police gear, training supplies, and more. Or check us out online at opsgear.com. That's OPSGEAR.com.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold, hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild Chagan birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild Chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hello, this is Steve Shank with an urgent update from eFoods Direct. Folks, we're all fighting huge food price increases. eFoods Direct has been doing all we can this year to help you get food before the perfect storm of exploding food prices from the 2011 harvest. During September, eFoods is giving you free shipping on your food supply orders. But you have to understand, we're entering the eye of the food cost storm. Ethanol is boosting gas prices and driving corn costs so high our wheat for bread is going into animal feed, and pasta wheat cost has doubled since last year. I strongly advise you to get your order in before the free shipping deadline, September 30th. Free shipping, including Alaska and Hawaii, ends September 30th. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
It's been called the fastest sport in the world, and it's popular in Florida. That's next on Sports Shorts with me, the Sports Princess.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nesquik. Try Nesquik 4-packs, perfect for lunches and great for kids on the go. Look for it in the juice aisle. Snack time is a great chance to sneak extra calcium into your child's diet without making him feel like he's eating something he doesn't want. Serve up dairy-rich foods like smoothies, flavored milk, frozen yogurt, and string cheese. He'll love the treat, and you'll love knowing how good it is for him. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Highlight has been dubbed as the fastest sport. That's because of the speed that the pelota, or ball, travels off an athlete's stick. That stick has a long curved basket on the end. So what is highlight? It's played on a court with three walls, the front, back, and left. If the ball lands anywhere else on the floor, it's considered out of bounds. The court's high to help with the path of the ball. It travels up to 180 miles an hour. Highlight is played in a round-robin format, usually played with eight teams made up of two players, but could be played with single players, too. If there is a traditional team on the floor, the front court player serves to the second team. The winner of each point stays on the court to face the next team in the rotation. Losers have to wait for another turn. The first team to score 7 points wins. The sport's very popular in Orlando and Miami, with the ability for fans to bet on highlight, which is part of the lore. I'm the Sports Princess with Sports Shorts.
Hakuna Matata. What a wonderful phrase. Hakuna Matata. Ain't no peasant craze.
It means no worries for the rest of your days.
It's our problem-free philosophy.
Hakuna Matata.
Shattering the box office. Week two. Straight weekend in a row, 22.1 million was the haul this time around, chasing off Brad Pitt with Moneyball, which, by the way, I went to see Moneyball, and I liked it. Of course, who doesn't like The Lion King? Each and every week, we talk to Stephen Shohet, our man in Hollywood. He joins us now. Hey, Stephen, how are you?
Hey, Kate, doing great. How are you?
The Lion King, like I said, how can you not like The Lion King, even if you're not a kid, right?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's the most successful two-dimensional animated film ever, but some people didn't like it as a project when it was first happening. It came about Jeffrey Katzenberg, after a couple of successes, Aladdin, Beauty and the Beast, reinvigorated Disney animation, was flying in a private plane, and he mentioned to some people, he was the vice president of Disney at the time, that he wanted to do a coming-of-age story, and he was affected personally. He was part of the John Lindsay presidential campaign in 1972, had received some cash from a contributor who wanted some political favors, and he had been indicted, and though he wasn't charged with anything, or he wasn't convicted of any crime or anything like that, he felt that it was a loss of innocence for him, and that was the story he wanted to get across, but he said, let's set it in Africa and have some animals, and that's what grew into The Lion King.
Yeah, wasn't there, and there was some animosity that seems to still trail Michael Eisner as a result of this. Is that right?
Yeah, well, it was after The Lion King was an enormous success, which they really didn't expect at Disney. I mean, the funny thing was most of the great animators, but the animators with the big reputations at Disney all wanted to work on Pocahontas because they thought that was going to be the big hit. And they thought, you know, Elton John, he's great, but he never wrote a musical before. This thing's not going to be that big of a deal. So they sort of had the B team work on The Lion King, but there were a lot of artists who wanted to prove themselves on it, and they were fired up. And Katzenberg was in on every meeting, or at least several of the meetings, and offered quite a bit of suggestions. One of the suggestions that he offered was that the song Circle of Life shouldn't be in the movie, or at least it was, I'm sorry, not Circle of Life, Can You Feel the Love Tonight? Mm-hmm. Well, it shouldn't be in the movie, and at least not at the time that it was in there, because the character of Simba had not earned the love yet of the character of Nyla, and Elton John just had a fit, and Katzenberg was let himself be overridden by Elton John. Anyway, right during that time, when The Lion King came out to enormous reviews and acclaim, Michael Eisner had a heart bypass surgery, and he was recovering in the hospital. And there was a Wall Street Journal interview where Katzenberg was basically asked, who is responsible for turning Disney into this empire? And Katzenberg basically said, it is I. And Eisner almost had a relapse reading that. And later on, Katzenberg wanted to be promoted from vice president to president, and Eisner basically told him, you've gone as far as you can in this company, and told him that we will be no longer using your services, and that led to a not only the forming of the DreamWorks company, but a gigantic lawsuit where Katzenberg ended up getting compensated in the tune of hundreds of millions of dollars.
Yeah, boy, I remember that. That was mudslinging all over the place. It seemed like for years that dragged on, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. It did, and people were trying to settle it all the time, and there were, you know, things in court like Eisner supposedly called Katzenberg the little midget, and then he told Katzenberg's lawyer, don't repeat that, don't go there, and to this day, I don't think Katzenberg was generally a more liked man in Hollywood than Eisner, and both of them were really responsible for turning Disney around. You know, that's one thing, is that executives obviously are going to get put in a different category in people's minds than creative people, but they had to be creative too, or at least sign off on creativity, and that's one thing those two guys constantly did, but obviously to a certain level they both wanted credit for it, and probably, I mean, Katzenberg is such a hands-on guy. He worked 7 days a week, made like 200 phone calls meals a day. There's a story about him that he was driving on Pacific Coast Highway once, and he rear-ended another car. And when the police came, the other driver said, "Thank goodness you're here. I mean, I haven't been able to get this guy out of the car and off the cell phone yet." So he was just a total workaholic, and I think he still has that. And it was one of the reasons why Eisner hired him, but Eisner's certainly a hardworking man as well, and the results of The Lion King, phenomenal.
Yeah, no kidding about that. The whole 3D phenomenon, before we jumped on the air, Matt Johnson, my producer, and I were talking, and he was saying, you know, did you hear the news about Top Gun? They're going to re-release that in 3D. Is it now a matter of, boy, they can make money on this? They can go back into the vault and pick out some of these flicks and redo them in 3D and see what happens. Do you think we're going to see more of that?
Absolutely. I think The Lion King is, The Lion King has inspired that. And I think Hollywood, I think we've talked about this before, is in a bad situation. I mean, you drive around Beverly Hills, which is really the heart of the movie business where most of the agencies are. I can tell you, I've never seen so many places for lease. They're making less movies. They're selling less DVDs. So obviously they're trying to figure out ways to monetize. And I think 3D is one possible way. Now, the problem that you have is that movie theaters still have a limited amount of 3D halls, and just like when the talking movies came along, who is going to pay to convert these theaters to more 3D capability? Who's going to pay for it? The theater owner or the movie studio? Katzenberg certainly is a major proponent of 3D and thinks it's the only way right now to bring people out of their homes and into the movie theaters, and classic movies might be the way to do it. And I think The Lion King has definitely inspired that. I mean, I think you're going to see more and more of that, especially because when you do something like that, I mean, The Lion King was so profitable for Disney. It's one of the most profitable movies ever made because you don't have to pay the principal actors and any mm-hmm. type of residuals. Now with Top Gun, it might be a little bit different with Tom Cruise. It'll be very interesting to see how other movies done. I think it'll be a case-by-case basis.
Yeah, I agree with you. Hey, we only have a couple of minutes left, but speaking of residuals, Charlie Sheen, in the $100 million lawsuit, apparently they settle. Warner Brothers settles with him. He gets $25 million. And then Ashton Kutcher debuts in 2.5 Men, and they have astronomical ratings. So who wins in this, Warner Brothers?
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like everybody wins, really.
Yeah,
I mean, it sounds like they're all doing well. I'll tell you, it's hard to say what will happen. I mean, obviously, it was a great curiosity factor built up with Ashton Kutcher, but you go online and you read, like the comments that people are making, and I would say it's more pro-Charlie, less pro-Ashton at this point. So who knows if the ratings will continue or if people will want to watch as much as they did before. But the point is that Warner Brothers and the talent agencies, they're going to get that ninth season and maybe a tenth season. And that just makes the thing boom in syndication. So I'm sure Charlie Sheen is happy about that too, that he'll be getting long-term residuals. And maybe he'll take his house off the market.
There you go. Stephen Shohat, the book is called Pick It Up. He is the ultimate Hollywood storyteller, and the book is Hollywood Stories, short entertaining anecdotes about the stars and legends of the movies.
That's right, yeah, and the website's hollywoodstories.com.
Great, and we'll talk to you next week.
You got it.
Thanks, Stephen. Always good stuff with him because he has the scoop behind all of the infighting and all the things that are going down today in Hollywood and what's happened in the past with the movie studios and whatnot. Interesting about Top Gun in 3D. Would you go and see Top Gun in 3D? Of course I would go. I for sure would go. I don't know about the rest of you. There's a lot of movies I wouldn't want to see in 3D, but that definitely is one of them. All right, coming up next, my friend, pharmacist Ben, with the skinny on how you can get skinny.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret to credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-460-5733. 1-800-460-5733. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-460-5733 today.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at BestBloodSupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to BestBloodSupport.com. That's BestBloodSupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com, the main name in military supply.
America Tonight, we've been talking with my pal, pharmacist Ben, for weeks, and it's working. That's the key thing, because like many of you, I like to call it the pooch, the pouch, whatever it is. I played too much poker and ate too much pizza, so now the party's over, and I had to find a solution. I met Ben, we started to talk, I was carrying around my Beyond Tangy Tangerine that he recommended, and I'll tell you what, there has been a massive turn in my life in the last really 5 weeks probably. And he told me about something else before we came on the air. He said, you know, I said, what do? You get cravings. And he said a crazy thing to me. Well, make some salt water. Thinking, I'm from Jersey. You mean, have my mom send me salt? What are we talking about, salt water? So flushing this out a little bit more is Celtic sea salt in water with some coconut oil. And magically, of course, I did have that stuff because I've been using the salt and whatnot and the oil on vegetables, and it works because it satisfies me. I mean, that's the key thing. So I tried this crazy concoction, no joke, a couple of hours ago, and it was terrific. I couldn't even get all the way through my dinner, which was a healthy dinner anyway, but I was stuffed. I was full. So there's the answer to the crazy cravings. If you're sitting there watching the Monday Night Football game like you will next week, or the Sunday games, and You know, you're just trying to figure out ways like, man, I don't want to go for the dominoes. I got to do something about this. Go for the crazy Celtic sea salt concoction. Guys, because it works. All right, so he's putting down his own form of whatever crazy cocktail he's drinking right now in our virtual green room. Pharmacist Ben, it's true. I tried that. It sounded cockamamie awesome? To me. It did sound great, crazy, but it tasted good.
Well, a couple things. First of all, you have to be motivated, because if you want the Domino's pizza, you're going to go for the Domino's pizza. But for those of us who know we don't want the Domino's pizza, but we just can't, you know, there's this pull. There's this kind of pull towards going for the Domino's pizza, and you don't want it. You're pulling. I hate willpower. I've said that many times before. What you want to do is you want to outsmart your brain. And let me tell you what oil and salt does. If you stuck a little voltage meter in that little concoction, that crazy concoction, oil and salt together are highly electrical. So if you set a voltage meter in there, you'd actually see that you were generating a voltage, an electrical current in that little drink. So you were, in essence, drinking electrical energy. And that's how the body senses when it's satisfied and when it's not satisfied, is via electrical energy. When the electrical energy is off, you go and crave food. So what you're doing is you're hitting your button, your brain and your body's electrical switch, on-off switch, basically, by drinking that crazy concoction. It's like closing a circuit or creating a circuit inside your body. When that circuit is closed, you get a current that's generated, and your brain says, happy. When you eat calories without the salt and without the oil, you're not satisfied. Or if you eat the wrong kind of minerals and the wrong kind of salt and the wrong kind of oil, again, you're not satisfied. So the trick is to hit your satiety button, hit your satisfaction button with this crazy concoction, which is nothing more than electrical energy, than a voltage of current.
Yeah, and you keep talking about satiety button, and that's it. Like you said, I agree with you. Forget the whole willpower thing, because I don't think that works. You fight with yourself. I mean, guys do it just as much as women, because you're going back and forth. I mean, really, I don't think I've ever met a man, or certainly women, that think you can never be too rich or too thin. But men think the same thing. I mean, no man, I'm sorry, none of you guys want to really walk around with a pooch.
Oh,
you don't want to be,
whoa.
You don't want to be playing golf and trying to be swinging around a beer belly.
Katie, it's worse than that. Let me tell you why. You ready for this? This is the horror of it all, okay? Female hormone is produced in body fat. So when a man is carrying around a pooch, not only does he become more feminized, not only does he become wimpier, but his, if you know what I'm saying, the parts of his body that are supposed to work, they don't work. And even worse, your libido and your sex drive drops as well. So you become feminized, you lose your sexual drive, you lose your ability to build muscle, you become a woman, I call it the Santa Claus effect. And what happens when a man gets older, he gets jolly and fat, he sits on the couch, and he loses his edge. That's the main reason for a man why you want to drop that body fat. That's the main reason. You won't need the Viagra. You won't need to worry about whether you can get it up. You won't have to worry about building muscle mass. You won't have to worry about getting fat, because fat is actually an endocrine gland. It's a gland that produces hormones. Our body fat is hormonal in the sense that fat cells make hormones, and they especially make female hormones, feminizing hormones. And if you think you're a woman and you say, I'm going to be more feminine by having more body fat, in a way, you're right. It turns out that women who carry a little bit of body fat have easier time with perimenopause and menopause and postmenopause if they do it correctly, and they retain their youthful look a little bit longer when they have a little bit of body fat. Now, too much can be a problem, because estrogen can cause all kinds of problems, but just a little bit of body fat is important for a woman, and as keeping that body fat down is important for a man in terms of masculinization and feminization. So that's good enough reason to try to lose a little bit of that beer belly. I don't know what else. If that ain't a good reason, I don't know what is.
I agree with you. I don't want to lose that edge. There's no reason to. I agree.
Edge. That edge.
No.
That's right.
No, you don't want to lose that. Now, a lot of guys like soups, I fall into that category too. A lot of people like soups, just in general. It's not a gender-specific thing. And soup is good because, again, with broth and whatnot, it fills you up, right? Soup will help you.
Beyond good. It's manna from heaven. It's the ultimate kind of food, the ultimate power food you could possibly ingest, because it meets it's a classic, iconic food that meets your condition for calorie restriction with adequate nutrition, because the bulk of it is liquid, it's water. So what you're getting is basically a highly charged, nutriated water with a soup. And there's two main kinds of soup. you've got a vegetable soup, a vegetable-based soup, or a grain-based soup, and that's going to contain all of the nutrients in easy-to-absorb form in the liquid. You should be doing as much of it as possible. You don't want to overheat is the only problem. And then the second kind of soup, which is equally important but in a slightly different way, is bone soup, where you take the bone from turkey or from beef or, you know, after Thanksgiving, you got all those bones, you soak them in water, you let it simmer, and you let the meat fall off the bone. You can do it with a whole turkey, by the way, or whole chicken once you cook it. And you use spices and you use oil. If you do beef, if you do chicken bones, you make sure you get the cartilage part and all the nutrients that come out of that cartilage and all the nutrients that come out of that bone. Number one, they supercharge. I mean, supercharge your immune system. They supercharge your connective tissue growth processes. And they're a powerfully important source of nutrients for skin health, for moisturization of the skin, for anti-aging of the skin. So you've got, and they're anti-inflammatory as well. So you've got every single health need met by eating bone soup. And if you throw the vegetables in there, you get all the nutrients from the vegetables as well. And let me tell you something, Katie, you have not, I'm sure you tasted it, but when you do chicken soup like that, when you do a real chicken soup with real chicken and real bones and veggies and onions and spices and oil, there ain't nothing in the world more delicious than that. And you can put that in the fridge and you can drink it all week. You can make a big vat of it. You can drink it all week long. You put it in the freezer and you can freeze it and then you can thaw it out when you want to do it. It's so filling, so satisfying. You use all your hot buttons. It's so tasty, ridiculously tasty. You can live on it. Especially
yeah, there. Yeah, there you go. That's some great advice, certainly to do that. Is this the time of year when it's, I think this is the time of year when I would think in a way it'd be easier for people to lose weight or to get on track or do the things they're trying to do. And I think the stuff that, we're, some of the formulas that you're giving are so, easy if you just follow them. But is this a tougher time or an easier time to try
tougher.
To?
I think tougher. I'll tell you why. The things are starting to slow down and it's not as important that you look good in your bikini. So this is when people start, not quite yet, towards October, people start to, you know, it's the holiday season, I can start to kick back a little bit, I'll take care of everything in January. That sort of attitude kicks in, and when you don't need to be running around your bikini or your bathing suit or your shorts as much, there's less of an incentive. Remember our seafood diet? Did we talk about the mirror diet? Did you and I talk about that? I know we talked about it in person or on the phone. Did we talk about it on the air?
No. Give us the cliff notes.
The best diet in the world, right? You remember what I'm talking about, right? This is the diet guaranteed to have anybody lose weight. And I love this diet because you can eat anything you want to eat, whatever. You can eat anything you want to eat, but one condition. You got to do it naked in the mirror. And that will take care of that extra fry. Guaranteed you won't be eating that extra potato chip. Now, of course, I'm teasing, but the point is that if you have to look at the results of that pizza, that extra slice of pizza, that is a major disincentive. If we don't have to look at the results, that's when we get into trouble. So what happens is this time of year, we don't have to look at ourselves as much, but we don't have to make up appearances.
Right. So keep that in mind with what Pharmacist Ben is telling you. Also, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine just works like a charm. I say it all the time, and I've had many of you ask me, now, what is the place? How can I get the product? It's easy. Go to AmericaTonightTeam.com, AmericaTonightTeam.com. Hey, we're almost out of time. I can't wait to find out what we're going to talk about next week.
I can't wait to talk to you, Paul. Have a beautiful week. It's always a pleasure. Fellow sports fans.
Exactly. I can think of a few of my sports idols that could go on this bone soup deal. I mean, all of us could use bone soup. Hey, thanks, Pharmacist Ben.
Thank you so much.